Hello and welcome to the Interwave Internet. And our show today, we have a very special guest, Mr. Dennis Joseph Jestad.
Yes, hi.
Hello, Dennis. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here, you know.
I've seen your site, and it looks very interesting. DreamPath?
DreamPath. You know, DreamPath started many years ago, but it's something that really blossomed within the last 6 or 7 months. And it's thanks to BBS Radio that we've been able to express ourselves in a way that we just never, you know, got to do before. And it's very exciting. We're having a lot of fun.
And your site is what?
DreamPath.info.
.info. That's interesting. DreamPath.info. And in DreamPath, you seem to be exploring a kind of multitude of things, don't you?
Well, we go, you know, music, comedy. When I say comedy, I mean really silly stuff. You know, silly stuff that is right off the wall, and the more off the wall it is, the better, you know? And
it makes me want to puke!
Well, it's something that is special to us. It's unique. It's not everybody's cup of tea.
You're unique, did you say?
No, unique.
Unique?
Yes, unique, you know? Like authentic.
Well, it could be a unique.
You know, authentic is actually a CD that we put out about a year ago. And it has some amazing music on it that's...
is it?
Oh, it is. And it's right across the world, Europe.
I mean, authentic.
Authentic, yes. It is very authentic.
I seem to have, somehow, in the middle of everything here, I've got an English accent.
Well, that happens. You know, anytime we're interviewing people or people are interviewing us, suddenly they get an English accent.
Yes, I feel like I'm in the ether.
The ethers are always affecting us, especially...
I feel like I'm in the ether death.
Very good. Yes, well, you know, Ethernet connections everywhere in the world are buzzing, and sometimes you get so powerful that it actually knocks everything out. And it's happened to us, and it's going to happen to you in just 3 minutes.
Somebody really hit me that hard.
You know, it's not really a physical thing. It's more a spiritual, deep spiritual thing.
Now we're talking. You're talking spiritual.
Yes.
I see.
It's that inner moment of knowing, that eureka, that, you know, what have you.
Eureka.
Unique eureka.
I like that word.
Eureka.
Has a ring to it. Really explains the word in itself. Eureka! Eureka. Yes. You know what? Just sitting here beside you, I feel like a different person.
You know, you're not the first person who said that, and it's wonderful, you know, how this works. Everybody thinks you have to do these special ceremonies. You have to... You name it. Yeah, there's all kind. You don't have to. It's really simple. It's very, very simple. It's just being yourself.
Uh-huh.
And dreaming your dream and knowing what it is. And even if you don't know what it is, the best thing to do is just get a little silly and you'll remember again.
Right. Humor. Humor.
Yes, it'll get you
sometimes
right.
Sometimes hits the chord of the evolution of man and mankind.
Yes.
I think I'm tripping a little
here. Yes,
yes. Excuse me. But getting back to DreamPath, DreamPath.info is a site to go to for all sorts of things. I think I've seen your site and I've seen a lot of interviews that you can pick up right on the site.
Oh, yeah, you can pick them up right there. These are people that we feel have realized their dream, and we love to bring them to anyone who wants to listen, their story, how they did it, how they got their dream, how they fired their passion.
Getting inspired.
Yes. Yeah.
Inspiration.
And we will be having someone coming up actually very, very shortly. In fact, I think I hear them coming in now. Oh, hi.
My portable office. All I really need is a pen, a journal, a cell phone, a portable computer, an internet cafe, and a publisher. Then I can be anywhere and still be in my office. I think I'll sit under a coconut tree by the Arabian Sea in South India for a while. The rent is really good, and on my breaks I can swim in the warm waters and let the waves caress me after a hard day of work.
From Prussia.
I am from Prussia. I am very familiar with your country. I feel very welcome.
We want you to sing for us. It's not your national anthem.
We have a national anthem in Prussia.
But I heard you sing the other day this most light tune. You were on the swing. You were swinging. And it made me want to swing with you.
That is Italian song. Volare. Oh, oh. Like volare.
No.
No.
You were singing over there.
Astachroshne krena proshne anashe kromashteko.
Oh my God, you moved my heart, my soul. Oh my God, you raised me to great heights. I don't know what to say. What's your name again? I forgot your name.
Rashtonte Poitra. Poitra Okrotskinske.
No. Give me a simple name.
Peter Okorski.
Oh my God.
Peter
you Okorski men are all the same. You give one name, you give a phone number. It's some woman's phone
number.
You're
a beautiful woman.
The woman is probably your wife, and you get me in trouble.
I have three wives.
Oh, my God. You're in the wrong country. You should go to another country.
You
go over there when they can have...
And I will make you very...
What are the neighbors going to think? We're making such a commotion at this very, very moment. This moment...
You're dribbling, my dear. I love it when you dribble. I follow you. I follow you wherever you go.
Oh, yes, I know.
You're Russian or you're Canadian?
I can be all that I am.
I have never met anyone like you before.
You will never meet anyone like me again. I am so fabulous. Fabulous. You have no idea. I toast to you right at this very moment. You are everything to me. What's your name, Bruno?
Poitra, Peter, Italvionsky.
Semper autem un unibus rectum un atibus.
Rectum.
I didn't wreck them.
We are in the middle of...
That's the way it came.
...a place called Slimblovia. Slimblovia belongs to the capital region of a country that is unknown at this time, and that's why we're here. We're blonging along.
It's a blong.
This is my driver. He doesn't speak a word of English. He says no and blong a lot. But he's a good driver, and Ludmila has decided to come with us, and we're glad that you are here, and we are broadcasting live, and we're so glad and privileged that you're here with us. Thank you. Yes. Now, share with us, Ludmila. Share your experience.
My dear.
Sunny and fair.
thank you, driver.
What did the boy say?
Sonny and Cher. You know, it was when I was saying Cher,
yes.
He came up with, every once in a while, he'd come up with a new word, you know.
Yeah.
He's into sharing.
Yeah, you two and Bono.
He's into sharing?
You two and Bono as well. Boy, we're really making progress here.
Sonny Bono.
You pick up the occasional English word, and he plays it in his funny way, and we are again honored to have with us a Jewish person. I am sure that this opens up to opportunity to question.
We have to look at this in such a way so that we can describe Blagovia and Slimblovia and what they mean to the people here and what your experience was when you blogged. No, I'm sorry. I've been on the internet all day. When you blimb, I think it is, when you blimb with the people, there's a special ceremony that you were at, and you seem to blimb the best.
I am always the best at what I do, but you have to let me know what a blimb is, and then I will describe the experience to you.
Blim and Blom. Hasim, please, the elephants are getting loose. Can you please take care of that? We're in the middle of a very important interview here. Thank you. Now, Blim and Blom both were
Blingo.
Let's say, like the hierarchy of the the people who actually created their gods here, always looked at things in a blimming and blomming kind of way.
The American way.
That's the only way I can explain it, but you have to experience it.
Okay. So it is nothing more than a terribly unique experience to the experiencer in the moment, and there is absolutely no words to describe.
Not so terrible.
There isn't, because I'm in the middle of a blim right now myself.
Wrong.
And it sounds, you know, I mean, I'm able to do this radio show, yet I'm blimming at the same time. And it's indescribable, yet so poetic. I almost feel like breaking out in song, Ludmila. I don't know if I could stop myself.
Yes.
That's why I want you to come to Prussia with me.
No, he's back. I can't believe it.
Ludmila.
Oh my
God. I made it here. I found you again. I know we were meant to be together. After I've come all these thousands and thousands of miles just to see you, to be in Blim. Poatra Shostakovich. You may go to your room now. Sit very quietly and we will bring you what you need. Now, as we were saying, we are back with the BBS radio network. We're listening to Dream Path. How we got here, we don't really know. And for all of those who are listening right now, stay tuned because we'll be right back.
We laugh. But I must tell you, that woman you've been hanging with, She is not good for you. You've been putting your pencil in wrong inkwell, and next time you get such an urge, please write in the snow instead. Therefore, you give back to the planet, and you do not concentrate all your sexual energy, your creative life force, in one person. Oh, my God, she can sing. She is singing from the soul, from the heart. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Sandra, you know, I would really love to dip my pencil in your inkwell. Do you know what I mean?
No.
That is not... I find that you are...
No.
Je ne sais quoi. You are so beautiful to me. And I can speak many languages. I can speak any language you like. I can be anyone
well,
you like.
Well, you know... I prefer Italian men. They have a way. They don't last very long. They're very quick. I'm not talking about love making. No, I'm just saying that they are. They have passion in the moment, and then they are gone. You know, and they leave behind many broken hearts, and it could be from Atlantis, where I have a great yearning and finite for them.
Finite?
Yes.
Finite.
It was a fine night. Yes, I remember very well.
The stars were so beautiful that night. They shone just for you and for me. I remember it as well.
Oh, he's taking my heart again.
It felt like the world and the universe had opened up to us in one blossoming moment. My nipples were, well, we shall not discuss that, but you are a queen to me. Queen.
You are my prince. You are better than that. You are my king. You are my king. Someday the world will hear how great you are, my king. My king, you stand on the mountains, you stand by the sea, you move
by the
energy.
Sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh how happy we'll be.
My goodness, and who do we have now with us?
Well, we're going back to the... good old 40s, 1940s, you and me. Yes, you and me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was a feeling of the 1940s. Now let's get back to 2010 with... It's not Ludmilla. Ludmilla was a name that I remembered you by. Ludmilla.
Oh,
but it is now...
So many, 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 many memories. Memories converging into one. Quite possibly we are meeting in all aspects of ourselves.
Mm.
And, well, let me just say it's so good to see you again. And again, Jean Encore. You again and again and again. And we get it right. We're getting right. We no longer will fail at what we endeavor in this lifetime. I'm very, very excited that you have, shall I say, a show on BBS Radio, which it will not be long when it will be a household name, a name that will be on the tip of everyone's tongue. And They will.
BBSradio.com. Dream Path with. Ludmilla. And we are joined at this time. This is Poitras Depression. I love to be with you more. I have the Italian flavor in my Prussian feeling.
Okay, let's go. Maybe we could go ice skating.
Ah, you are Canadian. I feel it in your bones.
Oh, yes.
I feel it in your bones and everything about you. You are a world and... Ah, I see more. You are from another place.
Yes, yes.
You are, let's say, triplicating all the different... Ah, nuances.
Oh, good. Ooh. good.
Yes.
We take the best of quality from each aspect and bring it to the forefront. And this will be a time of reckoning and celebration of self. And
Recognizing.
Oh yes, and you hear that woman. She's singing in the background. We have no idea where she come from. She just appeared.
I know she has very big breasts.
Oh God, she's going to pop along out with the next note. I know, she is practicing. We are so honored to have music around us, music at all times.
We are presently sitting in the backyard of Dream Path Studios. We are in the backyard where...
And the helicopter...
Ah, they are here.
They come over all the time. They're here again. I can't believe
are.
It. For God's sake.
Now
get a light.
We are telling to you.
Oh, for heaven. Now it's...
Jingo Santa Santo.
Oh.
Bing bong a dosa
bangetti.
Oh dear.
Oh, it was not a helicopter. It was
just a plane.
Yeah, yes.
Going to the island there.
Not even UFO. Oh, God. I sit out here all the time waiting. They don't come in the city as much as up in the North Country.
Ludmilla, we must now enter into another zone. Zone in which you travel to the ETs. ETs have communicated with you on many different occasions.
I have many friends. They are so... some of them are very, very, very cute, and others are very big. And I actually saw one sit... wrapped around the moon one night, and he was
very big.
Yes, very big. And
whoa.
He was smoking a cigar. Isn't that so classic?
Smoking a cigar and mooning you.
Yes, he was. Aww. Oh my dear.
You know, there are many different ways of communicating. Most of us think that things have to be so serious.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, they don't have to be serious at all. You know, we are always communicating in ways that are just absolutely silly sometimes.
May I call you Winnie?
Winnie, 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 Winnie. I have been there.
Winifred, may I call you Winnie? The plane, it is back. For heaven's sake.
They got
nothing
for you.
They're just blowing chemtrail.
No, this one is for you because we know you are going to Prussia. Are you going to Prussia or are you going to Frankfurt?
No, I'm going to the mothership. But, you know, they come down. I don't have to go up. That's just
will be back with Ludmilla in just a moment. Please stay tuned for this small little break. Thank you.
Goodbye. They laugh. But I must tell you, that woman you've been hanging with, she is not good for you. You've been putting your pencil in wrong inkwell, and next time you get such an urge, please write in the snow instead. Therefore, you give back to the planet, and you do not concentrate all your sexual energy, your creative life force, in one person. Oh, my God, she can sing. She is singing from the soul, from the heart. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Sandra, you know, I would really love to dip my pencil in your inkwell. Do you know what I mean?
No.
That is not... I find that you are je ne sais quoi. You are so beautiful to me. And I can speak many languages. I can speak any language you like. I can be anyone
well,
you like.
Well, you know... I prefer Italian men. They have a way. They don't last very long. They're very quick. I'm not talking about lovemaking. No, I'm just saying that they are. They have passion in the moment, and then they are gone. You know, and they leave behind many broken hearts, and it could be from Atlantis, where I have a great yawning and finite for them.
Finite?
Yes.
Finite.
It was a fine night. Yes, I remember very well.
The stars were so beautiful that night. They shone just for you and for me. I remember it as well.
Oh, he's taking my heart again.
It felt like the world and the universe had opened up to us in one blossoming moment. My nipples were, well, we shall not discuss that, but you are a queen to me. Queen.
You are my prince. You are better than that. You are my king. You are my king. Someday the world will hear how great you are, my king. My king, you stand on the mountains, you stand by the sea, you move,
by the
energy.
Sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh how happy we'll be.
My goodness, and who do we have now with us?
Well, we're going back to the... good old 40s, 1940s, you and me. Yes, you and me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was a feeling of the 1940s. Now let's get back to 2010 with... it's not Ludmilla. Ludmilla was a name that I remembered you by. Ludmilla. But it is now...
so many, 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 many memories. Memories converging into one. Quite possibly we are meeting in all aspects of ourselves. And, well, let me just say, it's so good to see you again. And again, Jean Encore. You again, and again, and again. And we get it right. We're getting right. We no longer will fail at what we endeavor in this lifetime. I'm very, very excited that you have, shall I say, a show on BBS Radio, which it will not be long when it will be a household name, a name that will be on the tip of everyone's tongue, and they will... .com.
Dream Path with... Ludmilla. And we are joined at this time. This is Poitras Depression. I love to be with you more. I have the Italian flavor in my Prussian feeling.
Okay, let's go. Maybe we could go ice skating.
Ah, you are Canadian. Yeah. I feel it in your bones.
Oh. Yes.
I feel it in your bones and everything about you. You are a world and... Ah, I see more. You are from another place.
Yes, yes.
You are, let's say, triplicating all the different... Ah, nuances.
Oh, good, ooh. good.
Yes.
We take the best of quality from each aspect and bring it to the forefront. And this will be a time of reckoning and celebration of self and
recognizing.
Oh yes, and you hear that woman, she's singing in the background. We have no idea where she come from. She just appeared.
I know she has very big breasts.
Oh God, she's going to pop along out with the next note. I know, she is practicing. We are so honored to have music around us, music at all times.
We are presently sitting in the backyard of DreamPath Studios. We are in the backyard where...
And the helicopter...
Ah, they are here.
They come over all the time. They're here again. I can't believe it. For God's sake.
Now,
get a life.
We are telling to you.
Oh, for heaven. Now it's...
Jingle, sangha, santo, sangha,
santo, sangha, santo, sangha, santo, sangha. Oh.
Bing bong da dong sa lang gak ti.
Oh dear. Oh, it was not a helicopter. It was just
a plane.
Yeah, yes, we.
Going to the island there.
Not even UFO. Oh, God. I sit out here all the time waiting. They don't come in the city as much as up in the North Country.
Ludmilla, we must now enter into another zone. The zone in which you travel to the ETs. ETs have communicated with you on many different occasions.
I have many friends. They are so... some of them are very, very, very cute, and others are very big. And I actually saw one sit... wrapped around the moon one night, and he was
very big.
Yes, very big. And
whoa.
he was smoking a cigar. Isn't that so classic?
Smoking a cigar and mooning you.
Yes, he was. Aww. Oh my dear.
You know, there are many different ways of communicating. Most of us think that things have to be so serious.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, they don't have to be serious at all. You know, we are always communicating in ways that are just absolutely silly sometimes.
May I call you Winnie?
Winnie, 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 Winnie. I have been there.
Winifred, may I call you Winnie? The plane, it is back. For heaven's sake.
I think this one is for you.
You're just blowing chemtrail.
No, this one is for you because we know you are going to Prussia. Are you going to Prussia or are you going to Frankfurt?
No, I'm going to the mothership. But, you know, they come down. I don't have to go up. That's just a...
We will be back with Lodmila in just a moment. Please stay tuned for this small little break. Thank you.
Goodbye.
And now, by popular demand, we join in progress Allison Prentice of Creo Monday and Dennis Joseph Gestat, updating you on what's happening with the stars, the energy, the magnificence, the savoir-faire of life, bringing that energy close to you and me. Here we go.
To hopefully get their feedback on it, but you know, I'm truly sending it to them with no obligation, in the belief that it will speak for itself.
Well, you know, that's the perception that I have, because you're write very well and very clearly, and at the same time get your message across all at the same time, and so that's quite a talent. That's why I'm calling right now, because in a sense I'd like to have everyone get updated on what's happening with Creo Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's September, now it's September.
Right.
And a lot of things that have been cooking, as it were, in the oven are about to emerge in a bunch of different ways.
Yes.
Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
You know, talking about the Toronto International Film Festival, I was originally going to try and get something to the stars at the hotels, and then I thought that's going to be difficult because the hotels don't give out names. They can't. It's, you know, the stars are there to keep their privacy. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I can leave a letter with the bell captains. And I phoned one of the bell captains, I think it was the Four Seasons, no, it was the King Eddie, and said, you know, if I leave this letter and the star does stay at your hotel, would you get it to them? And he said that they truly can't, that even when the Queen was staying there, lots of people left gifts for her, and they weren't allowed to deliver it to her. So then I thought, okay, how do I go about reaching them? And started tracking down their publicists or agents, and managed to find, sort of for me, the top 24 recognizable names. I know that there's other stars out there that are stars in their own right, but for me it was finding somebody recognizable, tracking down what appeared to be their agent or publicist, their talent agency or publicist, phoning them, saying, you know, I'm Allison Prentice, president of Creo Monday, and we'd like to get a letter to so-and-so, who we understand is possibly coming to the film festival next week. Is this the contact address or contact point person for doing that? And everyone I hit happened to be the right agency, so I managed to speak to the assistants for the point agents or publicists for all of these stars, get an email letter out to them that they were going to forward to the stars, and in a number of cases I've had phone calls back. Like the other day I had the personal assistant to Susan Sarandon phone me back and say that she's going to be unable, gives her regrets for being unable to meet with us during the film festival, but because in the letter I said that I wanted to give them a gift from the heart, could we send a catalog so that she could have a look? So I sent that off to New York on Friday.
Wow.
And the same with Reese Witherspoon. I mean, I was told that she was literally flying in for the press announcement and flying right back out again, so would regretfully be unable to meet with us. And so I responded back and said, you know, we'd still love to give her one of our gifts. It really is like having a universal hug. And could you tell me what size and where to send it? So got the message back. Please send it to this address. We'll make sure it gets to her. So I'm getting the contacts that way. Shirley MacLaine, I had a letter from an assistant to Shirley MacLaine, email rather, and she's going to be in Los Angeles next week rather than the film festival. So I've, you know, sent a response back and said, you know, it's too bad we can't meet, but I'd love to be able to send her one of our gifts. So at least I'm finding the people, and at least we're getting some interest. There's been not a flat no, don't bother us in any of these cases. And I'm hoping that they're going to have these and have the product speak for itself.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. It's so interesting because it is like a big hug.
Well, it is, and when we read in the paper about 2 weeks ago, there was a review on Fantasia Barrino, and how she has basically, the critics are saying she's revitalized the Broadway show, The Color Purple. But in talking to Fantasia for the article, she said to the reporter that she's exhausted all the time. She does nothing but sleep after the show and sleep on her days off, whatever little time she has off, particularly because her character in the play is told all the time how ugly she is. So it's very emotionally draining for her. I read that and tears welled up, and I said, we've got to send her a top. We've got to send her one, and packaged it up and wrote a letter and said, listen, we understand you have to stay in character for the show. Please put this on as soon as you come off the stage.
You know, I can understand why you would actually like to get these vibrations in clothing and other aspects of what you do, because the vibration of love and all those positive vibrations really come through and they communicate immediately. Last night, Jared and I had both of the pullovers on. It was sort of a cooler night.
Right.
And it immediately felt very nice, and we have a friend who came over, and he noticed it right away, and he said, you know, I'd like to get something like that, and I'd like to get that now. And then it expanded into that from actually expanding it to Western University and getting all these young people to try these things on. And he got excited. This is our friend Gary, got very excited because we had it on. We didn't say anything to him about it at all. He brought it up.
Well, I'd love to get it into the universities. I would love to see it on the young kids. And in fact, we've got a local Montessori school that wants to have has already bought the tops for the adults, the sweatshirt tops for the adult uniforms for the staff, and wants us to make child size for the students.
Yeah, and Gary was looking, the thing that really interested him, and there'll be, I'm sure, a number of different things, but T-shirts.
Yes.
And so, you know, definitely looking forward to ordering some of those, because that's going to be happening in the next few days or a week. So that's the exciting news. It's already happening. You know, August was such an amazingly challenging month. Don't you think?
You think? Yeah. Trying to get everybody when everybody's away.
And now that September is just turning the corner, and Labor Day and all the other things, I can almost sense right now that all the different projects, things that are very close to our heart, can begin to emerge. And that's why we're calling you right now, because we wanted to give everyone an update that Creo Monday is expanding into all kinds of different areas, and we'll be coming to a town near you. And you just have to feel and actually wear these products to understand, or just be near them, as an example of last night with our friend. Didn't have to say a thing. It was all, the vibration was already going out.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And Jara's got hers on the inside out, with all the languages saying hope, faith, love, peace, joy. And that seems to be kind of a very interesting way of doing it, too. Now, The other thing, again, an update on the very special vitamin drink or health drink that you're bringing through.
Well, right now it's the protein drink. The energy drink is still on hold because we have to go through, I believe it's University of Guelph that does all the testing for food and helps find a natural preservative that will keep that longer in the stores. So the energy drink, the Jossie's Jungle Juice, that's still a ways down the road. What we're launching right now is the Creamundi protein drink. And we're actually officially launching it at the Canadian Health Food Association trade show next weekend, September 8th and 9th. We have Mr. Natural Universe endorsing it. We have Mr. Mixed Martial Arts 2007 endorsing it. And these are two lifetime drug-free athletes. So it's really important. It speaks to the quality of the product that you have lifetime drug-free athletes endorsing your product. Because too often these products are either inadvertently or some people think deliberately contaminated with undeclared steroids. And we're the only one that I know of that puts on the packaging 100% guarantee made in a steroid-free facility.
Yeah.
So it really is a clean product, and that's why we've got the quality of the endorsements that we have. So we're promoting this as a premium protein because of the superior quality, taste, and convenience. Like a lot of the proteins, everybody says they taste good, and you buy them believing that, and they actually don't. I mean, so many of them, they have such a chemical aftertaste, you have to smother them in a smoothie to be able to get them down, whereas ours, I'll have mine in skim milk, I'll even have mine in water. It tastes that good.
Oh.
So we're launching that September 8th and 9th, and it's interesting saying that because the number nine has come up so often in our company. It's almost spooky now. We created the idea, we birthed the idea, if you will, February 9th. We incorporated March 9th. By June 9th, we had the first clothes out and ready to sell on the internet. We have the trade show where we're launching the protein September 8th and 9th, and September is the ninth month. It's the ninth year of being with my partner. We're having our next interview on Spiritual Hollywood October 9th at 9 p.m.
Right, and that's on BBS Radio as well. And, you know, I noticed that, too. The number nines.
Creole Monday has nine letters. I mean, somebody pointed that out the other day and said, is it deliberate that you've done all this on the 9th? And I said, no, I didn't actually realize it until you pointed it out. But the number 9 has certainly been a big number for us this year.
So this is something that's happening as we speak, where you're really busy, even though it's, you know, August has gone by. And a number of these projects are, as you say, ready to launch. And by the time you get onto Spiritual Hollywood, I think a lot more will be revealed at that time, exactly how people can take advantage of these wonderful products and, you know, feel that big hug. It really
does.
It's amazing. That's what, you know, we hadn't had it on because it's been really hot. And because it was a cooler night, we got to, you know, put on these pullovers. And, wow. Yeah, and I was even feeling a little you know, during the day.
Right.
And it made a difference. It really did. You know, it really picked things up, put things in a more balanced perspective way, and it's just feeling good.
Well, I have to tell you, there's only been one day since the delivery of these products that I haven't worn one of our shirts. And that day I was feeling so down. Boy, what is going on here? And I put back on the shirt the next day I had. And every day I've now got about 9 tank tops and 5 T-shirts and so that I can be wearing one every single day. And I have my protein every single day. That's how much I believe in this and what it's doing. And the change I see in me. The day I didn't have it on is the day that things were off kilter, off balance, as you will. And you put this back on, and for me, it put everything back into perspective and back in balance.
Yeah. Well, you know, if anyone who would like to order of this, you can, why don't you let us know exactly how they can do that?
Well, you can do it through the internet, www.creomundi.com, CREOMUNDI.com. And on the internet, you'll also see some local stores that have started to carry it, including Henschel's in Port Perry and the Orchid Spa and Salon in Brooklyn. And we've just got Hair Trends in Lindsay, who's ordered a number of the sweatshirt tops. So we're getting a few stores here and there that are actually selling it in the real world, if you will, instead of just in cyberspace. Mm. And hopefully that'll grow. And hopefully we'll get it into a nice chain, but not like a huge chain. Something, I don't want it in Walmart or something like that where it loses all personality, but I want it in something like the Running Room where their philosophy fits our philosophy and yeah. And it really helps boost each other so that we get more out there. The more that I can get it out there, the more variety we can offer people.
Yeah, because that's the real reason you're doing this in the first place, is to, you know, everyone's playing their part in creating a new world with the new energy that's coming in and bringing your heart and what you really feel is important at this time. And the best way to do it, everyone out there who's listening, there's something special that you can do because of your individuality, your uniqueness, and discovering the things about yourself that are gifts to yourself and gifts to the world. And this is your gift, and that's why here at Dream Path, we're just always excited to hear what you have. And, you know, we also should let our audience know that we're pretty well in touch with you quite frequently on the emails, getting updates. So if anyone wants to know more, they can always click on Dream Path as well, and we'll get right back to Creo Monday. Thank you.
And I think you said it very well. We're just part of the answer. We're not by any means promoting as the answer to the world's problems. We're just part of the puzzle, part of the same fabric that so many other people are, but to give this message of love and hope out to the world and to hopefully bring some kind of peace to the world. We're just doing it in a different way from everybody, and we're doing it in a way that we believe is going to reach more people. Sort of people not used to the new age spiritual quantum physics kind of talk. Right. This is more for the average person to say, oh, well, you know, that's not too out there. I can do something like this. I can try something like this and hopefully reach that many more people. It may not reach everybody. I don't expect it to reach everybody, even though that would be nice. But it's one part of the puzzle that will reach more people than what we've had out there so far. And I think if there's enough people out there building their dreams and putting their energy out in the world, they will reach everybody. All of us together, it's like linking like-minded people throughout the world. And once you can do that, you're going to have this incredible energy pouring through everybody.
Ah, we can feel it now. You know, and you know, that's the purpose of broadcasts like this, because some of the things that we're doing right in the middle of or right after this interview, you'll be hearing things that we're doing here at Dream Path that we've never done before, but in many ways have. But we're now, instead of keeping them hidden on tapes and other things that we do, other creative projects, is actually put them on the show. And that's what's happening for us right now. And it's so good to have you back again with us, Allison. And we'll love to have you back again on our show, especially when some of this amazing product, Creo Monday. Live it.
Think it, feel it, create it.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, what will be amazing is thinking, feeling, creating, having one of these stars wearing it and having somebody take their picture and say, well, what's that? Why are you wearing that? And have them say, it's because I can feel the positive energy in this shirt.
Yeah. And that's more than anything else. That kind of communication, especially with the things that are going on in the world, so many times our major media, whether it's TV or the newspapers, love to bring fear and all these other things that are really negative. And more, the alternative media is bringing out the fact that that's not the way it is at all, and that what is happening at this time, that people are beginning to wake up to who they really are and what they have to offer. And it's not a matter of fighting against what the corruption. It's more actually doing the things that you really want to do, and people do pick up on the energy of that. And congratulations once again for you've done so much over the last seven, eight, 9 months, and thank you very much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me back. Anytime. You know me, I'll always talk about Creole Monday.
Thank you, Allison.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I haven't, unfortunately, the airport has been closed down.
Yeah.
And so we are going to be in Blim for another 3 weeks, I understand. We can move to Blom. It's a little... It's different. If you don't mind tigers and, you know... Haseem, please. We are still in the middle of this show, okay? Thank you. Boy. This is something special. I have to stay in Blim, otherwise I'm just going to get into Blom, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. What an experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America passed, John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Ladies and gentlemen, running for president, 2008, Ron Paul.
But it just may be that the cause of liberty is what we're interested in. I work on the assumption that more than 100 years ago, by some man or other, the concept of liberty got chopped into pieces. Some portions were defended by one group, and that was economic liberty. And then another group said, oh, no, there's personal liberty, too, and they started defending personal liberty. And then another group started talking about a pro-American foreign policy where we minded our own business and took care of ourselves and provided a strong national defense. And others said we had to police the world. So it all got chopped up. So my suggestion and the suggestion that we hold is, why don't we put it back together and understand the concept of liberty, which made America great. And that, of course, is not very complicated, because it doesn't take a whole lot of talent to figure out that in America it was meant that we as individuals should be left alone to our own bidding. As long as we don't hurt people, just stay out of our lives and let us be. The government was never expected to tell us what we were supposed to put into our minds or put into our soul or put into our bodies. And it was never intended by our Constitution that the government should run the economy. Let me assure you, the people I've met in Washington, whether they're the bureaucrats or the politicians, they're not smart enough to run the economy. When they tell you that they should run the economy, means that they want to run your financial life, that they have a right to your finances totally and completely. This is the concept built on the personal income tax. The assumption is made that the government owns 100% of the fruits of your labor, and they will give you permission to keep a certain percentage. So whether it's 1% or 99% taxation, the principle is wrong, and that's why we have to get rid of the income tax and repeal the 16th Amendment. Is we assume responsibility for ourselves, and if we're left alone and allowed to keep the fruits of our labor, we can take better care of ourselves than the government could ever pretend to. But it was never intended that the government would regulate our personal lives, our personal privacy. And yet today, in this post 9/11 atmosphere, we have sacrificed way too much. There has been a systematic attack on personal liberty for the last 6 years. We need to reverse that. We need to repeal laws like the Patriot Act and make sure we never get a national ID card. Listen to the debates, you will hear it talked about frequently. Yes, we need that identifier, because if we don't have that identifier for all Americans, we won't know who's illegal and legal. I say it's unnecessary. What we need is a free market economy, a free society, where this economy is so healthy, the issue of illegal aliens would become a non-issue, because there would be a need for workers in this country. As long as we have this economic condition that encourages people not to work and encourages illegal immigration and dependency of bringing families here and whatnot, then you're going to have more of it. But if you have a free and healthy economy with sound money, there will be no contention with people coming into this country, and we could be much more generous with our immigration policies. But you know, over the years, it has been well known, and Randolph Bourne stated it best when he said that war is the health of the state. When there's a war going on, we the people are supposed to cow down and accept whatever we're told by the government, that in times of emergency you have to sacrifice liberty. That's nonsense. We never have to sacrifice 1 ounce of liberty in the preservation, if 1 ounce of liberty to preserve safety and security. Safety and security is better achieved by free people than slaves. Yeah.
there was, and it was good. And he bequeathed unto them.
What did they bequeath at that time?
Well, he bequeathed...
Bequeathed
his knowledge and wisdom, and imparted it upon the people.
And in which manner did he impart this knowledge and wisdom to the people?
Usually in the central square, where he would spout forth his soliloquies. And some people would mull around and clap occasionally.
Yes, and perhaps you could give us a short version of one of those soliloquies.
A short version?
Yes.
That's not possible. So you see, his embodiment of the spectacular was omnibus to his performance, and thusly engendering an acknowledgement of the enormity of what he was saying.
Very. I'm speechless.
Yes. I was almost speechless myself, and I managed to work myself around that. So it sounded pretty good to me. What do you think?
Yes, excellent. In fact, I think what we have to do at this time is perhaps get together again and seek more profundity in these adventures and these talks.
Yes.
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 Absolutely.